Every child will face innumerable decisions throughout their lives. Will they make constructive choices that will help them build a successful life? That will depend on their ability to analyze situations, understand ethical implications, and evaluate consequences. Their decisions will affect their own well-being and that of others.
I think for responsible decision-making, what we're really talking about here is teaching kids to think through all the parts of a problem and really understand it in a deeper way so that they're not making impulsive decisions, that they're thinking about, if I make this decision, what are the consequences of that decision? So we're actually trying to think through a few steps ahead. How will other people react to my decision to do X? That's actually involving your social awareness and your relationship skills as you're thinking through your responsible decision making.
When you're thinking about responsible decision making, we have to think too as adults, how much do we help kids make decisions? We have a lot of kids in college and young adults, anxiety and depression's through the roof, and I think there's a lot of kids that turn into adults that aren't sure how to make a decision on their own. So the idea as teachers and parents of supporting our kids in decision-making and also letting them deal with natural consequences of their decisions when we know it's not going to hurt them, of course. And again, it's case by case and it depends on age, but it's really important to think about us as scaffolding them, but we want them to be able to eventually make independent decisions that hopefully are the right ones for them.
Having conversations after they make their choice, you know, why did you choose that? What could you have done differently? Was that the best choice? And really allowing them to construct their understanding or verbalize the way that they made that selection. Sometimes it may be because it was enticing or because they thought it would be fun or they thought it would have a certain outcome. And that may really give us some insight on how do we present choices? You know, what choices can we present that in the end really gives us what we're looking for? Because choice allows growth and opportunity.
As we think about discipline or consequences, really having our young people think through what happened, why did I do what I did, how did that make others feel, and then what's appropriate for me to do now, both in terms of having a consequence, but also to repair the damage. So if a young child is in trouble for being disruptive in the classroom, we could just give them a timeout, or we could actually help them understand, why is that actually a problem? What is the teacher's experience like when she's trying to teach a lesson and you keep on being disruptive? How would you feel if you were trying to communicate to a group of 25 kids, but one student kept doing that? And what can we do to let that teacher know that we understand how she must feel and that we're sorry about that? They're much more likely to really reflect on that and not do it again and to apologize appropriately than had they just been sent out or lost recess or just excluded from instruction as a timeout. So it's really important for discipline that we give kids opportunities to analyze a situation, to reflect on the different perspectives, and to repair that damage so that they're more likely to internalize the lessons that can be learned from these conflicts and not simply just repeat it again or just get angry.